Time now for our Tech Talk segment on WATD. We do it every week at this time. And in for David Snell, Pam Snell, back with us from Axe Smart IT in the wonderful community of Pembroke. Axe Smart IT, it's our Tech Talk segment.
Hi, Pam. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Pam. Good to have you back in, and hope David's coming along. Give all our best to David Snell.
I will. Thank you.
Let's see. We are going to focus this week on more investment in cybersecurity. It's interesting. President, at this point, he was President-elect Joe Biden. This is what he said back in December of 2020. Talking about cybersecurity.
In an age when so much of our lives are conducted online, cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels. We can't let this go unanswered.
Well, maybe that was back in December. Of course, we know that the attacks have continued, and maybe it is time to hopefully have somebody take them seriously, Pam.
Absolutely. And on May 12th, he signed into executive order a cybersecurity law, or executive order, they call it. And what happens is that is for the government and any agency or business that works for the government. So on the next day, on the 13th, he did a private sector. He had a private sector investment in cybersecurity. He said that the private sector, invest in cybersecurity because it's about time, as you said. This was during a briefing about the Colonial Pipeline.
The pipeline attack.
What that was, probably because it was ransomware, is somebody clicked on something in an email.
Yeah, exactly. That's where they think that, it all could come down to just somebody in their office clicking on an email that would infect a company. And in this case, it's a company that happens to handle one of the country's biggest energy pipelines. So, yes, if that can happen, then, again, to have any of us as a weak link in a company, we can't have it be that any one employee could cause a downfall of a company. So there's got to be safeguards in place, right?
Absolutely. And part of that is in training. So what I did was I went to our top 10 things that we think that everybody in the private sector should be doing to help keep our country safe.
Yeah.
So the first one we talk about all the time is strong passwords.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Strong, unique passwords.
That's right. And, SolarWinds, remember the SolarWinds in 2020, or actually the end of 2019? They got hacked because SolarWinds was using the password SolarWinds123.
No.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, think they'd go back.
No.
They are company.
SolarWinds 123. Okay.
Wow.
So yeah, exactly. Anybody there? Remember, this is a full time job for these hackers. I don't know if they get vacation and benefits, but they're working full time, and if they're not doing it, they have computers, right? They keep putting in different combinations and things.
Exactly, and they only need to get lucky once.
Yeah.
We have to be lucky every single minute of the day to be safe.
Yeah. So remember, again, it should be something that no one should be able to guess. And then you do have to, I hate this part, is you do have to change them.
Yes.
You can't keep it forever.
Or use them over and over on different websites. They all should be unique. So you need a password keeper. And the one that you really need to pay attention to more than any of the others, I think, is an email password. Because think about it. When you forget your password, what do? You click forgot password, and they send you a link to your email address.
That's true.
They have your email, they can just go and they can click on any bank they want and try to get into your bank. Say, oh, I forgot my password, and then they send it to your email. and then they respond, and they change your password, and they get into your bank.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Okay, so that would be bad,
that's
but maybe there's another way is, Pam, you have is number four, right?
Yes, dual-factor authentication. Everybody hates that. We use it in our office all the time. We all hate it. To get into my computer this morning, as I sit here in my office, I had to use it. What it is you put in your password, but then you also have another field that you have to fill in from a program on your phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah. Because, you know, you're sitting there and you're sitting in front of your computer mm-hmm. at work and you want to get in and, you know, maybe fill out your timesheet or something or do something with the company intranet. And you're saying, what, now I got to, but I'm right here, it's me. But this is to keep you very safe, is that, okay, maybe I've been able to hack you and your code, but I also need, I guess you would need to physically steal their phone too, right?
Yes, yes, exactly. And also, how many people keep their passwords right on their monitor?
Yeah, right, yeah.
When Hawaii had that attack, or they thought they were getting a nuclear attack,
yeah,
and they interviewed one of the guys, If you zeroed in on his monitor, you can see his password right on his a sticky note on his screen.
Uh-oh. Yep. Always be sure. Yeah. When you see the monitor, put your hands around it. Feel for that sticky thing so you can get the password.
No. All right.
So that's important. Yeah. The dual factor authentication is mm-hmm. is very good. It's I think it's, you know, it makes a lot of sense. It's very secure. But it is a pain. All these things are a pain,
yeah.
But that's, you know, that's the price of security, I guess.
I think it's so remarkable, too, the amount of emails that still come in that are just so bogus that people accidentally click on.
Who's clicking links still, right? It's 2021. We've been over this. But, yeah.
But it works, so they keep doing it.
I know. Some of them do seem very tricky.
Yes.
Like I told you before, I got one from a company, and it was a PDF file. And I was so sure I should click on it, but mm-hmm. I didn't. I guess the other thing is to just email the person and say, is this something I'm supposed to open?
Right, or call.
Yeah.
We recently had another hack, a local hack, where somebody got a phone call saying their boss needed all these gift cards from Walmart. And so as they went to get them, they said, a couple $100 worth. What is my boss going to do with these? So she called her boss, and he said, no, I didn't want you to do that.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no,
so
yeah.
It looked so real. The email was so real. It said, I need them right away.
I need these gift cards right away.
Yep.
I guess anything involving gift cards should raise a flag, too, at this point.
I agree. I agree. And you know what I think Target and Walmart should say? If you're buying $300 or $400 or thousands of dollars worth of them, do you know what you're doing with these?
Right.
I mean, are you giving
okay.
me...
Yeah, maybe that's a good thing. You're right, at the bank, when you're withdrawing all this money or something, they might ask you, you know, exactly what this is for. And you say, well, you know, it's to free my grandson from Bogota. And then you're saying, okay. But now, you're right. Maybe at the store you can say, well, you know, I got an email saying to buy all these gift cards, and say, you know, are you really sure? You know, are you really sure? Just to have somebody put a little doubt into your head at least could save you.
Exactly. And so number 10 on my list is get training. And it isn't that we don't think that you are, you know, you're stupid. It's the fact that we need to be reminded all the time.
Yeah.
And there's out there all the time. So get onto a free list of cyber tips, or, you know, go on the internet and find somebody that you like and watch their videos or whatever. Just do it regularly so you're being reminded all the time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's important. It's important. Again, they're out there. They're trying to scam you with the phone. They're trying to scam you online.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they do want that information, as they know that if they can get into your email, as Pam mentioned, they can probably have access to a lot of other information once they get through. So, unfortunately, you got to manage it. I know it can be. It seems like it can be overwhelming, but it's not. There's a lot of tools out there to help you do that. And Pam, you've got all the tips for people, right?
Yep, I have some tips, and I also have the White House briefing report. You can read what President Biden said also. And just be safe out there. Think before you click.
Think before you click. That's the bottom line, really. Don't rush through those emails or those important steps of the two factor authentication. It's really helpful. Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pam.
Thanks, guys. And then you can find more information on our website, axsmartit.com/blog.
All right. Pam Snell from AxSmart IT. Thank you, Pam. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.